Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Happy Thursday, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and we have the fabulous producer, Jay, on the line with us, who makes this show go round. So thank you, Jay and to Linda, for allowing the show. We are in year 7 now, hosting All About Healing, and I am so excited about today's guest. We have Dr. Nicholas Perricone on the line with us. He is the New York Times bestseller author of The Wrinkle Cure, The Perricone Prescription, and The Perricone Promise. He has a new book, The Beauty Molecule, Introducing Neuroceuticals in the Breakthrough for Ageless Beauty. Dr. Perricone, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to All About Healing.
Emily, thank you so much for the invitation. It's a pleasure to be talking with you.
I have so many thoughts, but I want to start very small. I have a degree in exercise physiology and a master's in kinesiology. And as I'm reading your book, there's different words, but that I think apply maybe differently in our fields. But obviously, the mitochondria you're talking about, and I know it more for resistance training, the powerhouse of the cell. So if we can just start like really right off the bat. Like, explain to everybody the role of the mitochondria in your work.
Okay, well, yes, I think that's a good place to start. In my last book, which was 10 years ago, I talked about the fact that science had reached a consensus that we age in the mitochondria. So the mitochondria is this little, we call organelle. It sits within the cell. If you look at it under a proper microscope, it looks like a little football, and that football has these basically vertical lines in it, and it's very healthy looking. It's got a good shape to it. And then as we tend to age or we're under stress or many other things happen, if we took another look at that mitochondria, it starts losing its perfect little football shape, and some of those vertical lines start getting blurred. It means that it's not functioning properly. But basically, if I were talking to my patients, and I do it all the time, you have to think of the mitochondria as what makes the energy. So basically, foods create actually, foods are broken down so that we can then take hydrogen atoms and hand them off to another molecule, and then that hydrogen atom feeds the mitochondria, and in one end, and then what comes out the other end is more energy for making ATP. So mitochondria is a key, and we do age there. And once you lose energy, your cell cannot kick out waste. It can't take in nutrients properly. It can't repair, because you need energy to do so. So the mitochondria is critical, and it is probably one of the most important findings we've had in the past 10 years on why we have to take such good care of ourselves. And so for my last book, which was 10 years ago, I started talking about basically different strategies to protect the mitochondria. In this book, we go a whole other level on how to do this. And so I think if that's a clear enough explanation of why we need these little guys, because without the energy, we cannot repair, we can't kick the waste out, we can't bring the nutrients in, and we start losing our cells, or they become senescent, and that means they become silent.
But yes, it's an incredible place to start. I still, because I've always looked at mitochondria, I've only looked at it through the idea of weight lifting or weight bearing exercise or resistance training, and I'd never thought about it kind of outside of the gym, to be honest, the mitochondria, because I think that it can replicate itself, right?
Well, it sure can, and that's a very important part. So when mitochondria start getting old, there's a system in the body called mitophagy, where the body actually takes that mitochondria and almost eats it up. But then it saves parts of it to help make another mitochondria. So it's a very, you know, it's a dynamic system, which is wonderful. And then, of course, what we have, the enemy there is, as our cells get older, they go into something called autophagy, where the cell gets eaten up. And so there are different methods of taking away the old debris. But the problem is, as we get older, many times those cells stop functioning, but they don't go into autophagy, and they don't sit there silently. They keep on producing pro-inflammatory chemicals, and that increases our total body inflammatory load, and that accelerates the aging process. So we talk about all of these things in my book, and how we have different strategies to try and get around some of these limitations that over the millions of years of evolution has not taken care of perfectly.
You know, I jumped right into the mitochondria, and I'm glad that I did, but I want to take us back for a second to more of a starting board to the people that are listening, because they might be a little bit overwhelmed by how much we just jumped right into that. If you don't mind, I'd like you to give a little bit of your background and how you became like the godfather of the anti-aging and anti-inflammatory. There's a lot of things that your work has changed the world. And I'd love for you, it's better than me explaining it, but if you'll give people that are listening a little bit of background of who you are and how you got into this particular line of study.
Okay, well, yes, it's an interesting story. I've always loved science, but it was interesting. I was an English literature major as an undergraduate. Then when I went into, it was a long time ago, and we were getting pulled into the Army because of the Vietnam War, and I had to go into the Army. And when I got my discharge, I was fatigued. I couldn't understand why, because I'd always been very active, and I did weight training and running. And so I started doing some studying on my own and found a wonderful book by a nutritionist. Her name was Adele Davis. So I don't know, many people don't remember her, but she was a tremendously powerful nutritionist. And I read about all of her ideas, which really got my interest into medicine. And so keeping all those ideas, and I tried supplements, and I did feel much better. And so I went on and decided at age 26 I was going to go to medical school. But since I had to be an English literature major, I had to take some core courses, and then I was accepted. And I got into medical school, and I had all this interest in nutrition because of Adele Davis. And what I was surprised is there was no nutrition courses whatsoever in medicine, which is one of the big problems we have. And we had to start studying everything under the microscope. And so all diseases were looked at in what's called histopathology. And I'm looking at this cancer. It was called the squamous cell cancer, and it was a tumor. It's surrounded by inflammation. Now, when I say that, you have to stain things with a dark blue stain when we look at things in the microscope so they show up. So what you see, if something has inflammation, you see these little blue dots. They look like confetti, and they infiltrate everything. So I saw this tumor, and I said to the professor, is it possible that inflammation is driving this process? And he just said, no, it's just the immune system. But I kept on seeing this as I looked at other parts of the body, whether it was brain or liver or kidney or heart or the circulatory cells. Everything had inflammation. And I said, well, what is causing this? I was really intrigued. Then I went on, graduated from medical school, and went on to my residency. Well, first I did a year in pediatrics at Yale University, and then I went from there to do 3 years of dermatology. And once again, looking into the microscope, very interesting. We expect inflammation in the skin. It protects us from the environment. But even what was interesting was, even if you were older and had no pathology, the skin had a lot of inflammation. And young skin does not have that. So I then decided, look, it has to be an inflammation process. And so at the same time, I was doing basic research in nutrition and was given a master's degree from the American College of Nutrition on my basic interest. And I said, well, what is causing this inflammation on the inside? And I came to the conclusion that my studies in nutrition had to be food. So I did a study looking at different foods and categorized them based on inflammation. You ate a food and you had a burst of inflammation, then that was what we have to stay away from. If there are other foods that were neutral, nothing happened, but then there were those anti-inflammatory foods that would not only not give you inflammation, but they could bring inflammation down. And so with that story, that was my goal, and I realized this, but that was 25 years ago, and when I tried to get send this in with various medical journals or the different journals, it would get rejected summarily. And so I went ahead and I said, you know what, I'm going to talk to the average person. I'm going to write a book. And because people have a lot of common sense and they're not stuck on ideas, because I found out science has a series of ideas, or what I call a belief system. And I thought science would always be interested in new ideas, but it doesn't work that way. It's a belief system, very much like a religion. And if you fall outside of the belief system, you just get an emotional reaction. So by going directly to the public with this whole concept, I got the idea out there because I had perfected the anti-inflammatory diet. Pushed out all of the pro-inflammatory foods. Some neutral foods were okay, but the anti-inflammatory foods were really critical. And what I also found, being a dermatologist, it can show on your skin. So the three-day diet was amazing, and you look different. You look like a different person. So when I wrote the book, I received a call from Diane Sawyer from Good Morning America. And she said, Dr. Pirokan, I'm reading your book, but I'm fascinated. Would you be willing to come in and talk to me about it? Of course, I was thrilled to meet her. She's brilliant. She's beautiful, articulate, and a lot of fun. And she said, I love this book, but I have one problem. And she opens up to a page and points to a paragraph and said, it says here that if you follow the anti-inflammatory diet for 3 days, you could look 10 years younger. And she said, I think this is hyperbole. I said, Diane, I know what you're saying. It does sound like it's impossible. I've done this with thousands of patients at work. She said, well, would you be willing to come on the show at the beginning of the week and lay out the diet, the three-day diet, and then come back? I'm going to take three women from ABC. And they're going to go on the diet, and we're going to have them, we're going to put before and afters out there. And she said, frankly, if it doesn't work, I'm going to roast you in front of the entire country. So I kind of laughed a bit, and I said, we're going to do this. And so we did, and on that, I went on Tuesday and laid out the food, and then on Friday, it was not in the studios. We actually went to a very large park called Bryant Park in New York City, right behind the library on Fifth Avenue. It was a beautiful, sunny day, and I arrived at the trailer with the makeup trailer, and I walked in to say hello to Diane. And she was sitting there, and her hair was being done in her makeup, and we talked a little bit. And she said, well, you're ready. I said, I'm very much ready. And so she stood up, and we're walking out. She said, are you ready to be roasted? And I laughed again. And we stepped outside, and while we're walking, she just freezes right where she was. And I said, is there something wrong? And she looked out there, and about 30 yards away are the three women that were on the program. And she said, oh, my God, I could see a difference from here. So we went on the air. We did the before and afters. I didn't even walk to my hotel room. The book was already number one for the next 24 weeks because it worked. And you couldn't find any piece of salmon or salad or blueberries in the country for about 2 weeks.
Wow.
That's the power of the anti-inflammatory diet. And I'm so glad I was a dermatologist because you need to have visible evidence. And since you look so different, your face just is radiant. You lose a lot of what we call edema or water in your body. So what happens is your cheekbones look higher, your jawline looks crisper, the pores get tighter, you have this incredible glow from increased nitric oxide, and you look like 10 years younger, not to mention that it elevates your mood because it takes all the inflammation out of your brain. So that was the beginning, and it was the beginning of a long, hard road because I was attacked from every direction, over and over and over again by the media, by scientists, by doctors, by nutritionists, by aging experts. And now it's mainstream. It's hard to believe. But at that time, it was a tough road.
Wow. I've written books. None of them have become bestsellers. And I write about muscles. That's my big obsession and love. But that's like everybody's dream, or at least everybody in my world, you know, the author. But then you hear that other side. You just gave that little snippet that you had this huge experience, and then you got attacked from all sides. That happens every time there's a breakthrough. But it comes at such a heavy cost. That how did you not fall into the traps and maybe step back? Instead, you just kept pushing forward.
Well, you know, when you come across scientific evidence that is very solid, and as a scientist, you know, I'm very, very conservative, because I just do not want to make a mistake. I don't want to talk about things that I'm not completely sure of. And I looked at this at 15 different ways with all of my research, with other people's research, and it was solid information. And this is important because when you're in the area of medicine, any delay with very important information like this means that our people are suffering and they're also dying. So we just can't sit back. I would never have given up on this because I was so certain that this was real. And it wasn't easy. It pushed me through. But the point is, it is mainstream now, and I'm not receiving a lot of letters of apology from the various people. In fact, I was kind of pushed out of my professorship at that time. They didn't say why it was. They said it was because I was using the wrong title or something like that. So anyway, I'm just happy that it's there, and tremendous amounts of research are going on now on inflammation, aging, and disease. And so I think it was well worth it to go through that. And a friend of mine said you could always tell the pioneers, except by the number of arrows in their back, and so true.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's amazing. Now I'll tell you, I am the person I'm a clinical massage therapist also, a lymphedema therapist is what I specialized in, so swelling and inflammation in a different way. But I'm the person that eats a banana and then takes the banana skin and rubs it all over my face and my neck. And I live in the island of Malta. That's where I'm talking to you from. And there's a particular olive oil here that is the highest level of polyphenols basically in the world. It's some of the healthiest olive oil in the world, and it's endemic to Malta. So I use a lot of that. You know, I love my little pieces to the puzzle, and I turned 50 this year. And I'll tell you the truth, I feel like my skin is in really good shape, but I really wrestle with the idea of using some of those interventions that a lot of people use here, and I just keep thinking, at some point this is gonna go bad. Like, it's gonna go badly, but I see some lines in my 11s, you know, and I struggle with, you know, do I use the Botox, do I not? I've tried it before, and it gave me just god-awful headaches, and it made my eyes droopy, and now my eyes have been droopy ever since, and I just can't bring myself to do it, and I'm struggling with that. So, what kind of things would you talk to somebody my age, people that are listening to the show, that are really struggling with? It's not that I'm grateful to be aging. That's a gift. But it doesn't have to necessarily be all over my face, but I also don't want to have a different face.
Well, you know, that's a great question, and obviously I spent the past many years doing this. So what I did once I discovered the inflammation in the skin back when I was a medical student and also a resident in dermatology, I started thinking about the fact that then why not start putting anti-inflammatories on the skin? So I started that work, and over a period of 5 to 7 years, I perfected a series of formulations, and I had them patented. And I went ahead and said, okay, I have all of this. So what I did is I went all the way around the world to all the big companies, skincare companies, and presented my clinical results. I had all the studies, and they were very impressive, and they were all impressed, but nobody was interested in adopting this or getting the rights to my inventions and using it in their products. So I was very discouraged, and I ended up back in America after this long trip, and I had one more big company. It was a huge company. They do some skincare, and I presented to the PhDs. They usually have their white coats on, and they listen very intently, and I was all done, and then I was walking away, and one of the doctors said, Dr. Perricone, did you have a minute? I said, yes. He said, how is it going? I said, well, I'm not getting any traction here. He said, why don't you come to my office? So I sat with him in his office, and he said, listen, we are in the skincare business, and this is a multi-billion-dollar corporation, and the other ones are multi-billion-dollar corporations. We all do the same thing. We put oil and water and perfume in a jar. There are no actives that could get us in trouble, and we're making a ton of money. Don't call us. We'll call you. So I went back to my office, and I'm very discouraged, and I didn't have any money left because I invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in my research and my patents. And so I was going to throw the towel in, but I said, you know what, I'm going to start my own company. So I talked to my dad, and he's a very level-headed person, and he said, you can't compete with the L'Oreal's and the Estee Lauder's of the world. He said, you just can't do it. I said, yeah, Dad, but this is science. Well, he shook his head, and I went ahead, and I perfected my product, and I went ahead and went forward. And it was not just anti-inflammatories, but I had also worked on a multiple of years of getting some agent that would bring it into the cell. So you had to have a penetration agent, too. It had to be done correctly. And I went out there with it, and when I wrote that first book, it got people interested in my whole philosophy. They started buying the products, and basically my company grew exponentially. It just was, in 5 years, I was huge. And it's interesting, I was talking to a former CEO of one of these gigantic companies, and he said, you know what? He said that we were so afraid of what you were doing that all of the high-level executives in this company would get a sealed envelope once a month on what Therakone was doing. It was that radical. And so it got to people, and I know when you use these anti-inflammatories, it radically changes your face. So I will be sending you some of this, and we're going to work on that. You've got to go on the anti-inflammatory diet, and we're going to change your face in a good way. And I'm not a fan of Botox. I fight against it. I must have had 100 interviews with magazines, and they're never published my results about me saying no to that because they get a lot of advertising money to their company, and they don't want to get in trouble.
Wow. You know what? I'm so grateful that you just said that you're not a fan, because I do want to talk about that. We got to take a quick commercial break, but we have so much to talk about. We're on with Dr. Nicholas Therakone, doctor, dermatologist, and author of the new book, The Beauty Molecule. And we'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, the body heals itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing, and I hope you're enjoying this show as much as I am, because this is a conversation that I struggle with every single day. And it's aging. And it's not, I love aging. I'm grateful. Like I said, I turned 50 this year. I'm so honored. My father was only 43 when he died. Every year is a gift. And the way that I view it is, it's very important to me that I teach my little girls that aging is a beautiful, beautiful process. What I want to do is age as healthy. It's not gracefully. It's not any of that. I want to age as healthy as I can. And I really do not, I definitely don't want to use fillers. I struggle with the idea of Botox, but we have Dr. Nicholas Perricone on the line, and he is the author of The Wrinkle Cure, The Perricone Prescription, and his new book, The Beauty Molecule. And we were just talking about some of these natural foods and ways to treat our skin, our life, our body from the inside out and the outside in. So Dr. Perricone, you just, right before the break, said that you are not a big fan of Botox, and I do, if you don't mind, can we touch on that a little bit more before we proceed?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, Botox, of course, is a neurotoxin, and that means it's toxic to your nerves. And what happens is when you get that injection, you no longer have a nerve signal going to that particular portion of your, say, your face. And what happens is, because of that, the muscles underlying become flaccid. Okay, they actually start losing muscle mass, and those wrinkles disappear. But my concern is that, first of all, I was lucky enough to have a physician when I was at Yale, a female dermatologist that also had been a sculptress, and she knew all about the anatomy of the face and how things work, and she talked about how basically young faces are young, they look young because everything kind of comes out like in a nice little circle. She called it convexities. And when you're young, you have these convexities, you know, the cheekbones are out and the forehead's nice, and you have the nice perioral plump around the mouth and the jawline is out. And then everything starts flattening out as we get older. So you go from convexities to flat, and finally when you get really old, it goes to concavity, it sinks in. So the last thing you want to do is take an injection like Botox that's going to relax the muscle and have the muscle mass go down. You may not have the wrinkles, but you're going to look a lot older. It's just a real bad strategy. And the other thing I was concerned about was, and I'm not so concerned anymore, because time has gone by. So I looked at this and said, look, I don't think it was safe, for many reasons. Because I'm afraid it might migrate someday to the brain, the central nervous system. Now, that has not happened, so that's a great relief to me. But you don't want to be losing your convexities. You don't want to be losing muscle mass. It just doesn't come back. So you're accelerating the aging process. So we stay away from that. And there are some good things. I mean, there are people with problems with something called, it's called hidradenitis suppurativa. We get these awful big bumps underneath your arms. It helps that. It also helps with some other issues that it can be used for. So it's not useless. It's just I don't think it should be used for cosmetic reasons.
You have just, you've ignited me because I was actually making my own night cream here in Malta. I was using the Bidney olive oil, which I want to talk to you about, and I was using banana peels, and I was using what else did I use? I kept it really simple, and I would use it at night, and it really did make my skin start glowing. I'm so into skin care, and there's not that many brands here in Malta, actually, so we should talk, because there's so much magic in using things that are healthy, and I'm doing a lot of filming over here now. I'm a regular guest on a wellness program every weekend, and now I'm filming with Malta Tourism Authority, and all of a sudden, I'm not kidding, I just am starting to look older. Like, I don't know what's actually taking over, but my skin and my face, they're changing. And I'm noticing it quickly, and I just keep thinking, which way do I go? Which way do I go with this? Because, I don't want to look like someone different. And I went to a dermatologist here that my friend goes to, and my friend has had a lot of work done. She's gorgeous, but has had a lot of work done. And she brought me to her dermatologist, and he was like, You remember that Sex and the City episode where Samantha goes to that doctor and he marks all over her and she walks out looking like a clown? Did you ever see that?
No, but I heard a lot about it from my patients. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, so I went to him and he was like, you are in desperate need of Botox. And he wanted to put Botox on the tip of my nose, on my chin, just everywhere. And I was really, like, offended, to be honest, and I didn't do anything. And I left there thinking, this is a doctor I will never go to. Plus, I think that he's the problem with my friend that keeps getting stuff done, because I think he makes you feel really bad about yourself, and I don't like that. And I just want people that are healthy and health conscious and want to offer things because they don't have terrible side effects. There's an olive oil here, like I briefly mentioned. I work with people here in Malta for the farm. This is a GMO-free country, which is my big, I love it. And so what I do is I interview local farms and farmers about local ingredients and how they grow everything. And because of that, I've stumbled into becoming wildly in love with olives and olive oil. And there is a particular endemic olive oil to Malta called the Bidni, B-I-D-N-I. And it has the highest level of antioxidants and polyphenols and the lowest level of, all of a sudden I can't remember the word, but the lowest levels of the bad stuff and the highest levels of the really good stuff. And it's a very deep green olive oil, and it tastes like pepper in the back of your throat. But what I've noticed is that all the olive oil farmers that I have now worked with, they're all older gentlemen who have the most incredible skin. All of them. And they use it on their lips. They use it on their face. They just kind of wipe and, you know, it's no big deal. But I've noticed that their skin, every last one of them. And that's why I started using it on my own face.
Well, that's exactly what you should be doing. Because when I created my products, I learned when I was at Yale doing the pediatrics, there was another center, not at Yale, but another medical center that did a study on children who had asthma. And they wanted to see if they could cut down the number of asthma attacks by giving children vitamin C. And so they did this, and it was a double-blind controlled study. They were chewable, little orange chewable things. And I read the results of the study, and the children who were getting the vitamin C, not the placebo, but the vitamin C, had 50% less asthma attacks. And so that was a big aha moment for me, because it said that means that vitamin C is not only an antioxidant, but it's an anti-inflammatory, because basically an asthma attack is reactive airway disease through inflammation. So that's why I said when I start applying things to the skin, I'm going to use certain antioxidants in my products and make sure that they penetrate. And that was one of the big breakthroughs in terms of my new line of products that I released some 25 years ago, and that took off and scared all of the big corporations to no end, because it worked so well. So I think you're right on it, and I want to talk about olive oil because I'm immersed in that in many ways, both intellectually and also using it myself. Every morning, a tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil that just burns the back of my throat because there's high polyphenols, and another one before bedtime on an empty stomach. And it has the same power as taking a full-size Motrin in terms of its anti-inflammatory effects within 15 minutes, by the way. And not to mention all the other...
Oh, my gosh. I've just started reading about that. Okay, we've got to take a quick commercial break, but we're picking up exactly right here, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. and it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids' wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and today we have Dr. Nicholas Perricone, doctor and dermatologist, author of The Beauty Molecule. That's his latest book. And when I make my very special nighttime oil, I take the bidney, I take an orange from my own trees because I live in the Mediterranean. So I have four olive oil trees in my backyard, and four orange trees, two mandarin trees, almond trees. It's crazy what I have here. But I take an orange, my own orange, and I put the peel in, and then I do the banana peel, and then I do bidney olive oil. And now I remember it's highest levels of polyphenols and lowest levels of acid. And you were just saying that you take a tablespoon of really high-quality extra virgin olive oil morning and night, and that I took from that I should be doing that too.
Absolutely. It's just an amazing subject. And, of course, my interest on olive oil has been carried right through from all of the work that I've done. And I'm currently at the Yale School of Public Health, and I was fortunate enough to meet a professor there. His first name is Vasilis, and he's from Greece. And he knows a lot about olive oil, and he has this big meeting with all the scientists once a year. So I went to Crete to attend this, and it was just fantastic to hear about all the breakthroughs and of understanding of what the benefits of olive oil are. And so I did a lot of work with public television. I've had 10 public television specials. And I told them that they should really do something about the foods, healthy foods of the Mediterranean diet, but they should also do something on olive oil. And they just did a production, and I went to the production 2 weeks ago here in Florida, and it was a cool, great production. They showed the olive oil trees. I actually went to Italy, met with a wonderful owner of a gigantic, basically olive orchard. He has 500,000 trees, and his name is Giorgio Maria. And he took me for the tour, and we talked about all of the wonderful things. So I'm such a fan. And 20 years ago, I knew all of the power of olive oil. And there's one substance in the olive oil that's part of the polyphenolic structure. It's called hydroxytyrosol. And it's an incredible anti-inflammatory. And so I actually got a patent on that, and I came up with, in my line of skincare, I wanted something for sensitive skin. So it was all based on olive oil and hydroxytyrosol. And that was a hugely popular product amongst all the others. And so it was interesting when I was at the Vasilis' class at the Yale School of Public Health. They're teaching about olive oil, which is really amazing. And they were astounded to see my patent, which was 20 years old, talking about this. So, it, you know, it's just a wonderful thing to do. I just want to tell you a story that, you know, in Rome, or in ancient Rome, and you'd go to the bath, and then after the bath, what you do, you get a massage, total body massage with the extra virgin olive oil. Of course, it was amazing. It was taken right then. And then they take a sharp stick, and they just scrape the olive oil off with the stick, but the emolliency would stay in your skin, and they never wrinkled. Okay, it was just a phenomenal thing. And then that was Cleopatra's routine as well. So olive oil is amazing. The problem is with a good bottle of extra virgin olive oil, it's going to be an expensive massage, but it's worth every penny.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I really wish that you would try the Bidney. I think it actually won. In fact, my friends, the olive oil farmers, just won last year in the UK for best olive oil and the Bidney. And there's a man here, you might have heard of him, named Sam Cremona, and they call him the godfather of olive oil. And Jamie Oliver flew over here to Malta to meet Sam. And he is currently engaged in research at the University of Malta to look at the high polyphenols and antioxidants to fight cancer and other illnesses. So they're engaged in research now. And then I do work with the Mediterranean Olive Oil Academy over here. They're actually out of Italy, but they're Italy, Spain, Greece, and Malta. Those are the olive oils that they harvest and use. So maybe you and I should talk as well after, because I'd love to put you in touch with some of these people if that's something that you're interested in, because I've gotten so into the food and the olive oil. And I have to tell you, I'm handing you over a big jewel. The sediment that's left over from the olive oil press is actually better for your skin than olive oil itself. It's much, much higher in antioxidants. And right now, it's basically just going to the trash. And the Mediterranean Olive Oil Academy is who taught me that. And I started looking into it, and I thought, wouldn't this be amazing to start a company or do some sort of business or connect with people that already have a business? Because you have, there's a church here in the fishing village, and he has a big grove of the Bidney trees, and he's an olive presser. He's a priest, and everybody brings their olives to him. And then they have this gigantic, like, cement pool that holds all of that sediment, and there's nothing they do with it. And I look at the olive leaves, and I look at the sediment, and I just think, if I could figure out a way to connect into the right places, this stuff could be used for the greater good of a whole lot of people and less waste over here. And that's been something I've been very passionate about, except that I reached out to the one professor here that has research on it, and he's currently undergoing a patent, so he couldn't meet with me to talk further. But there's just so much that we're sitting on over here, these resources, and I feel like they need to be shared, and they need to be used. So people that are listening, though, what you want to find is high quality. So look at the country of origin. Look and make sure. Try to get non-blends of olive oil. Try to get a one particular type of variety. A mono variety bottle is really what you're after for the optimal health benefits of an olive oil. But you know what? You take over and you tell me, because that's the stuff I know from here. But whatever advice you're giving, I'll take it. So you tell.
Okay, so some very important things if you're buying olive oil. First of all, it has to be glass. You don't want to have it in plastic or aluminum or anything like that. Secondly, that glass should be very dark, if not opaque. When light hits olive oil, the first thing that goes is the polyphenol. And so when you look at the expiration date on an olive oil bottle, the expiration date is usually about 18 to 20 months, and before it starts oxidizing, that means it starts turning bad. The problem is the polyphenols only last for about 3 to 4 months, even if it's done properly. And so the one I use is in a black, opaque bottle. And by the way, if you don't feel the burning in the back of your throat, you're not getting polyphenols. Okay, this is important to understand. And you have to learn from smelling olive oil, too. Any oil that has oxidation has a peculiar smell. You're going to learn this. This is critical for any oil you use, because in parts per million, oxidized fats cause cancer. Parts per million. So you sniff that oil. If you're going to be cooking with it, if it's oxidized, don't use it. It's going to smell a bit like crayons or like paint. You're going to catch it right away. You'll understand what I'm talking about. And this is a lifesaver. You've got to sniff your oil all the time. And so the olive oil is one thing we want to have really fresh. You want to feel that little peppery burning in the back of your throat. And you want to look for the dark bottle. It's got to be glass. You've got to look at the expiration dates. And remember, the polyphenols only last for about 3 months. So buy it, and buy it in smaller bottles at a time, and it should be gone within 8 to 12 weeks, and then you get a new bottle.
And to add to that, before we take a commercial break, you want to keep the olive oil away from your stove. You want to keep it in a cabinet. You want to keep it in a dark place, a dry place, and don't put it anywhere near your stove because that will mess with the oils, the structure. So make sure that you know how to store it properly. We're taking our last commercial break, but we'll be right back with Dr. Perricone.
Emily A. Francis offers you a unique approach to healing that works directly within the memory systems of your body. Healing Ourselves Whole is a groundbreaking interactive book containing everything you need to clean your emotional house from top to bottom, including journal prompts and audio meditations, all to help you dig deep into your past, change the dialogue, and let go of the pain and trauma to have a joyful and fully empowered life. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I hope you are enjoying this as much as I am. We have Dr. Nicholas Perricone on the line with us. His latest book, among many that he has authored, The Beauty Molecule, just releasing this week, April 15th, and we are thrilled to get our hands on it early. Now, one of the things that you talk about in this book, and I definitely want to learn as much as I can in this segment, is the peptides that we can be using in place of some of those injectables.
Oh, that's a great question. I love the whole subject of peptides because of the amazing activity peptides have. So I did a lot of research on that. So when I was doing my skincare, remember, I was trying to come up with ways of carrying these anti-inflammatories, antioxidants into the skin cells for benefits. I found that by changing the ratio of the base I was working with, I can actually determine how deep I can go in the skin. And I could even go beyond the skin if I wanted to, which I did not want to. I wanted to have just a skincare product. But I did learn a lot from this. And I realized that with the right ratios, I can get this directly into what we call the bloodstream, the dermal vasculature. And that was important because there are so many peptides that have what we call basically biologic function that could be very helpful to us. But how do you administer them? You can't take them orally. The digestive tract would break them down. You can't inject them really well because we have enzyme systems that break those amino acids up. So what I discovered over these years in terms of my transdermal carrier was it was a liquid crystal. So I put the actives inside that crystal. It would go in through the skin, and that crystal would maintain its integrity until it got to basically cell plasma membranes, and then it would open up and it would release its active. So I had something that really worked in terms of this. So I worked with a number of peptides that were fantastic. And some new peptides have come out in my book. I talk about basically a scientist from the University of UCLA. His name is Pinchas Cohen, who worked with something called mitochondrial peptides. And that was interesting because we thought the peptides being made by the mitochondria were just for the mitochondria, for its repair. But we found out that it has, these peptides have activity throughout the body, not just the mitochondria. So I was really interested in a few things I saw. It's called humanin is one of them. And humanin is a peptide. I'm trying to remember how many amino acids, but I put it into a transdermal because we found out that when studying people who live to be over 100, they're called centenarians, they all tend to be from one ethnic group, and it's Ashkenazi Jews. So we had a wonderful group of people we could study, and when we looked at their children, they also had higher levels of humanin. So Pinchas Cohen believes that humanin might be one of the factors that can extend the lifespan. Now, we don't have a lot of data on that, but I'm pretty much convinced it was important. So I took humanin and I put it in my transdermal, and I started administering it to my number one guinea pig, me. I thought it, you know, I certainly felt something, but it could have been a placebo effect. But you need to have some long-term studies. We know it's harmless, okay? It's not a matter of being afraid of toxicity. It's normal in the body. The question is, if we elevated our humanin on a daily basis and giving us the same levels as the centenarians, then we might have something going. But there's another peptide I love working with. It's TRH. And I found out about it from a fellow physician in Italy. It's only 3 amino acids. And TRH, it's called thyrotropin-releasing hormone peptide. It has nothing to do with the thyroid, by the way. And this doctor in Italy, Dr. Pier Paoli, found out it has all of these wonderful effects in terms of rejuvenating the body. And you can get Dr. Pier Paoli's book. You can just look it up on the Internet and buy it. He did a lot of research. And basically, it brings things back, like your kidneys, and it helps the cells repair and all of that. But he didn't know how to get it into the body, so he was putting it in lozenges, and you'd have to, like, put it under your tongue. He just wasn't getting enough. But when I put it into my transdermal, you're getting a really good dose. And TRH was just amazing, and I worked on it a lot, and I talked to Dr. Pier Paoli, and you can do a lot of wonderful things with that. And there are many other biologically active peptides. In fact, one of them, of course, is now a prescription drug called Mounjaro, which is used for weight loss. And that could be used transdermally as well, but they inject it. I looked at this very closely. It not only causes weight loss, but it turns off inflammation in the body. So I wrote a letter to Eli Lilly saying you should file for patents for the following: prevention of heart disease, prevention of certain forms of cancer, anti-aging, prevention of cognitive decline, because it does it all. And so you're going to see that coming out pretty soon. So the peptides are just phenomenal, the things they can do. I've worked with them for 20 years. And I actually do use transdermal peptides myself to try and slow down this aging process, and including my diet every day. But I just want to say, as we're here, the most important thing you can do for your body is the anti-inflammatory diet. It's on the Internet. You can get it from any one of my books and start following it. It will slow the process down. We can't stop aging, but I really have a lot of evidence to slow it down by a third, and that's an amazing thing to see happen. So let's get with that. It's very important. It's healthy foods, lots of salmon and fresh vegetables and salads and berries every day, and you're going to just feel like a different person. And interesting, you tell me you're upset about being 50. I want to tell you about a study we did 25 years ago. We wanted to look at how the aging process works. So we took a group of people, wide group of people, and we looked at certain things: skin thickness, bone density, lung abilities, how much they could pump air out of their lungs, renal clearance, how well their kidneys working, what's the amount of blood their cardiac output is. And then we looked at all these people over a period of age, and we made a graph. I expected what the graph was going to look like. We started, you know, young at age 20. And if this is a graph, I expected to see like a line going diagonally down towards the bottom. What was a total surprise is it stayed completely horizontal to age 50, and then it dropped off a cliff. That meant that age 50, we start with rapid aging acceleration, and that's what you're seeing. And so you have to get very serious as you move towards 50. You get strict with your diet, anti-inflammatory, take supplements, moderate exercise, and then follow everything I've put in this book, the beauty molecule, because you have to activate your autonomic nervous system. And when you activate your autonomic nerves, it's anti-inflammatory. And it basically results in making all of your various organs healthy, and that's what we need to do. So that's the sad story. Age 50, we start accelerated aging, and that acceleration continues. And that's why we see such a difference. And that's what you were seeing when we opened up this this interview, and that's what everybody's going to be seeing. So let's get ahead of it.
Wow. Wow. That is so much information. Where can people find you, and where can they order the book?
Okay, the book is right now The Beauty Molecule, and it's going to be available. I think you can get pre-orders at Amazon right now. And I'm doing a book signing in New York City at Barnes & Noble on Fifth Avenue, April 16th from 12 to 2. And I'll be signing your books and talking to people as you come by. So if you can make it, we'd love to see you. And then, of course, get the book, study it. And then also, you'll like some of my other books. You can start with many others. My first one is The Wrinkle Cure. And it tells the story from the beginning. Many of the other books are extremely helpful. So I think, you know, as a nutritionist and as a physician, it's kind of an odd collection because they usually don't go together. I found out a lot, and everything right now is mainstream, so I've been vindicated. Still waiting for the letters of apology. They're not going to come. But my happiness is that I have a mission, and the mission is to get you healthy and to age beautifully and have a happy life. Remember, we all have a mission. I don't care what you're doing. You have a mission, and you're important. And to make that mission work, you have to have a good mind and a sound body. So let's get to it and accomplish our mission.
Dr. Nicholas Perricone, I hope you'll consider coming back to the show. It's been such a pleasure having you. You guys that are listening, make it a great week. Thank you.